This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Konowski. The Missouri Senate has passed legislation that would redefine what constitutes discrimination in the workplace. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the vote was a mere formality following last week's battle to kill the bill.
Maria Chappelle Nadal and several other Senate Democrats had conducted a filibuster, but gave in after language guaranteeing jury trials and discrimination lawsuits was added to the bill. But she still spoke out against it. In particular, the Missouri Chambers claimed that the bill would help curb frivolous lawsuits.
I'd like to see one of their children for all the corporations that are part of the chamber. I'd like to hear what they'd have to say when their 16-year-old child is dry-humped. That doesn't sound like a frivolous lawsuit.
The bill now goes to the Missouri House, where a similar version received first-round approval this week. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says he needed to cover all his bases before proposing to add $40 million to his higher education budget. As Jacob McClellan reports, the governor explained the delay at an appearance in Cape Girardeau yesterday.
Missouri colleges and universities were bracing for a 12.5% cut in allocations in fiscal year 2013. Then on Tuesday, Attorney General Chris Koster swooped in with a legal settlement with five mortgage banks for foreclosure fraud. The settlement will bring $40 million to the state. The governor plans to use that money to soften the blow for higher education. Nixon now says he knew about the potential settlement size for the last few months.
But I just felt like that we needed to wait until things were finalized, until a vast majority of the states had signed off on it, and that was the reason why we had to wait.
The additional money will reduce the funding cut for higher education from 12.5% to less than 8%. I'm Jacob McClelland.
A bullied high schooler testified in favor of proposed anti-bullying legislation in a House committee hearing on Wednesday. Danielle Carter has more from Jefferson City.
High school freshman Sydney Wilhelm said that her school offered no support when she was bullied by her peers.
I spoke to the school principal and he didn't help either. He investigated the bullying so poorly that it made it worse, causing retaliation, backlash, and the loss of my friends.
The bill would require schools to plan out how they would deal with bullying, from how to notify parents to training employees and volunteers on the requirements of new policies. While no committee members spoke against the bill, one representative did question whether parents should be held responsible as well. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Danielle Carter.
Republican Attorney General candidate Ed Martin wants Missouri to object to a federal decision requiring church-affiliated employers to cover birth control. The federal health care law requires most employers and insurance plans to cover birth control free of charge. Churches do not have to follow the requirement. President Barack Obama's administration has announced many religious-affiliated institutions such as hospitals, colleges, and charities must comply after a year phase-in period. Martin on Wednesday urged Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster to object and to file a lawsuit if necessary. A Missouri teenager who had described the slaying of a young neighbor girl as a quote-unquote amazing thrill made an emotional apology Wednesday to the girl's family and was sentenced to a potential lifetime in prison. Moments before her sentence was imposed, 18-year-old Alyssa Bustamante rose from her chair with shackles linking her ankles and holding her hands to her waist, and apologized to the family of 9-year-old Elizabeth Alton, whom she confessed to killing in October of 2009. Cole County Circuit Judge Pat Joyce then sentenced Bustamante to the maximum possible sentence for second-degree murder, life in prison, with the possibility of parole. She ordered the teenager to serve a consecutive 30-year term for armed criminal action, a charge resulting from her use of a knife to slit the throat and stab Elizabeth after she had strangled her into unconsciousness. After a Georgia reporter's request in 2010 for a picture release of a decapitated woman was deemed legal, a Missouri representative is trying to prevent it from happening here. Joe Chiodo has more from Jefferson City.
Clinton Republican Representative Scott Largent is sponsoring a bill that would prevent the public access of crime scene photos. At a committee hearing, representatives of the Missouri House Committee of Crime Prevention showed support of Largent's bill. Largent says making crime scene photos public only creates further trauma for the deceased victim's families.
A police officer for 7 years and a coroner for four, I certainly have seen the photographs that they're talking about. And in the unfortunate event that it should be my family, I certainly wouldn't want these photographs released.
Nobody opposed the bill at the hearing, but the attorney for the Missouri Press Association says she wants to ensure the bill would protect the rights of the press. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Joe Chiodo.
The second meeting discussing MU's budget took place on Wednesday, where Director of Budget Tim Rooney led an updated presentation on the university's financial situation for the coming year. KBIA's Scarlett Robertson was there.
The presentation explored ways that the budget could be adjusted to mitigate Governor Nixon's proposed cuts to higher education. This year, MU has a $510 million operating budget to work with, most of which goes toward maintaining the system. Rooney explained that within the past 10 years, there's been a pretty big increase in enrollment, but a drop in state appropriations. He says even if the proposed tuition increase passes, the university will still be at a deficit. Professors and staff debated about the limitations put on their resources with the increase in students, an increase that will only grow larger. Capacity issues including class size, room space, and faculty availability were also talked about. Provost Brian Foster called the discussion passionate and said how vital meetings like this are to the budget office. Nixon announced Tuesday that $40 million would be put back into higher education funding, though at this point, says Foster, there's no certainty to anything. Scarlett Robertson, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.